T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM this half hour. Two men injured in a crash after leading police on a chase from Indiana to the south suburbs.
Two suspects fled from police in Dyer, Indiana early this morning. The men crossed state lines into Illinois, where they then lost control, drove off a Route 394 exit ramp near Ford Heights, and rolled over. Dyer police have not confirmed what sparked the pursuit. Illinois State Police say the 21-year-old driver was taken to the hospital with serious injuries, while the passenger was also hospitalized but expected to survive. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
One person dead, four others injured after a shooting overnight in Aurora. It happened in the 700 block of Fifth Street. Aurora Police Investigators Bureau Commander Jack Fichtel says they're talking with other people who were in the home at the time of the shooting.
We now believe the shooting is an isolated incident and does not appear to be a random act. All the victims in this incident are adults. We do need the community's help with this case. If anyone out there saw or heard anything, please say something.
All four people are in stable condition and are expected to recover. Well, it's the time of year Chicagoans love to hate. Some 250 vehicles towed off the city streets this morning when the yearly winter parking ban took effect at 3 a.m. The overnight ban prohibits parking in 107 miles worth of main roadways between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. until April 1st, regardless of snow. And it could get expensive. Violators can face a $150 towing fee, a $60 ticket, and a $20 per day storage fee. Towed vehicles are taken to pounds on Doty and Sacramento. Just last night, totals racked up to nearly $57,600. Last winter, 9,600 vehicles were towed due to the overnight parking ban. Supporters of Ryland Wilder came out to a benefit concert last night for the young musician as he recovers from being shot after a bank robbery.
Wilder's band, Monarchy Over Monday, was supposed to play the concert at Martyrs in the North Center neighborhood, but as the 15-year-old recovers from being shot by police as they pursued a bank robbery suspect last month, other bands stepped in. Caitlin Sawinski is the drummer for a band that's grown up with Wilder, and she told CBS2 how he's doing.
He's really, really strong, and he's super determined to recover. And, like, we saw him recently, and he's just been talking about how he just wants to get better as fast as possible.
A GoFundMe campaign called Help Ryland Play Music Again has raised $58,000 for Wilder. The guitar player suffered an injury to his left arm and hand. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Chicago man is due in court this week after an almost seven-hour standoff with police.
Chicago police say when they got word that a man fired a gun outside a home in Chicago's Portage Park neighborhood on Friday, SWAT units were called to Patterson and Laramie. By the time they arrived, Claudio Torres barricaded himself in the basement of a home, and it took nearly 7 hours for the whole thing to come to an end with the arrest of Torres. No one was hurt, and Torres, who lives in Portage Park, is being held without bail on felony weapon and drug charges. He has a Tuesday court appearance. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A Riverside gas station had its ATM partially stolen last week, making it the third time the gas station has been burglarized in a month. Officers arrived to the Citgo in Long Common Road and found the gas station's front door shattered, the top of the ATM removed, and the bottom of the machine was bolted to the floor. Surveillance video shows two people wearing black masks and gloves fleeing north on Harlem in a blue Dodge Durango. Officers found the top of the ATM later in the afternoon in the 100 block of Herrick. The same gas station was burglarized on November 13th and November 2nd by a group of males who again tried to steal the ATM both times. In politics, presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren campaigned in Chicago on the north side last night.
Warren spoke at the Broadway Armory in Edgewater, where she explained what she plans to do as president, raise the minimum wage, battle big corporations, and tax the wealthy with fortunes of more than $50 million to pay for a variety of social programs. She was introduced to supporters by Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. The Tribune reporting that Schakowsky is the first woman in the Illinois congressional delegation to endorse a presidential contender. Congressmen Bobby Rush and Danny Davis have endorsed California Senator Kamala Harris. Jen Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And Small Business Saturday was a success in Chicago this weekend. Shoppers found deals across the city as it kicked off the holiday season for local brick and mortars. Rudy Flores is executive director of the Lincoln Square Chamber of Commerce. He encourages people to shop local beyond Small Business Saturday.
And it's not even just that tangible item. It's also the experience. So don't forget about the restaurants. Don't forget about the bars. You know, maybe you can get a gift certificate for a yoga class or, you know, a local spa or something like that. So there's so many different ways that you can shop local.
Store owners say Small Business Saturday is the heart of their shopping and holiday season and encourage residents to shop small all holiday.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.